We're back.
We are certainly back. Welcome to the 9th episode of the Project D-Pad podcast. Finally. After like 2.5 weeks. Sorry if you missed us all for you. But anyway. So, today is Aaron. Robert still hasn't got his problem fixed, but we should have him on next time when we have our special Reach episode, even though it's kind of late, but it will happen. Eventually.
Stuart, you just said he'll have his problem fixed. Yes, now he is Roberta.
Okay, so, Aaron, how have you been past 2.5 weeks?
Robert would probably kill me for saying that, but okay.
Yeah. Welcome to Bad Puns Incorporated. Well,
not funny.
So what have you been up to, Aaron?
Same shit you've been up to.
How do you know what I've been up to? That's creepy.
Halo Reach.
Oh, well, yes. Hey, we're keeping this next episode, dude.
Yeah, but we've still been playing it.
Okay, well, basically...
We can't deny the fact that...
The only thing we've been playing is, well, Reach. That's it. Nothing
reach
else.
For the stars.
Just Reach. That's basically it. And I played a bit of Left 4 Dead 2, which Aaron hasn't got yet. But, that's about it.
Not all of us are rich.
That's about it. But we... Yeah, that was basically it, wasn't it, Aaron? Well, how about you tell the people, tell our listeners what you were doing on Friday? They might be interested to hear about that.
Oh, yes. Robert and myself.
I was sick, so I had to go to the doctor.
Stuart had to take his ass over to the doctor to remove that pipe that's been stuck over there for so long. So.
Oh, you're so funny, aren't you? Let's get on with the goddamn story.
Okay, yeah. Okay, me and Robert went over to a special preview event of Microsoft's Kinect. Whee! And there is, if for anybody who's interested, by the time this is up, there should be an interview with Kinect's representative, Wesley. should be up. On our
YouTube page, which is now Project D-Pad TV, seeing that Project D-Pad.
Project D-Pad TV.
Because all one word, except the TV is capital.
It doesn't matter if it's capital or not, though.
Does it not? I don't know. I don't go on YouTube. So, and, well, you see, Project D-Pad just on its own was taken, so we kind of had to use our initiative.
And it'll be on the website as well.
It will be. But don't expect to get it in a podcast format because, well, it's
not a podcast.
And it's HD, so yeah.
Full HD for anybody who gives a damn.
So most of our videos won't be. It's just Aaron wanted to mess around with his new camera and his HD stuff. So, yeah.
Yeah. everybody who loves technology, yeah, it's HD. 108p as well, so. Yep. That's really... There's a preview as well. I actually took the time to type up... For anybody who doesn't actually give a damn about watching the video.
We have a preview up on the website.
Typed up preview.
Though. Yes. Which basically gives the outline of what the interview's about.
No, it doesn't. The preview is actually a proper preview. It details... our demo time with Kinect. Me and Robert were like...
Yeah, seeing that Robert isn't here, we may as well just have you. Do you want to tell people what you thought of it, seeing that we've already had, like, you know...
We'll do that in a... We'll leave that for another segment, I think. Because I have a lot to talk about.
Okay, then.
So, yeah.
So, I think that's our first segment. I haven't been doing much, seeing that I've been sick most of the 2 weeks.
Well, you were sick for the first week anyway.
Yes, and then the second week, well, things just didn't happen.
Simply. We went away.
Yeah, we were away for most of it. And then I got sick again, so... Yeah. I think we're going to go on to our second segment, which is news. Isn't that right, Aaron? Yay! We'll see you after the break. Yay. Whatever.
Breaks are bad.
You're bad.
Breaks are bad.
So, I think I'll start off the news with a very interesting thing. Bungie! Yay! So, apparently, on the first 24 hours of when Halo Reach was being sold, it made $200 million in the US and Europe alone, which is close. It's coming up shy of the Modern Warfare 2, which got $310 million on its first 24 hours. So, in fairness, it's not bad.
It's actually very good. I mean,
compared to Modern Warfare,
it's
really good.
And the fact that Modern Warfare 2 was like on all consoles.
Yeah, Halo is only on one console, and it's 110 million less than Modern Warfare 2, which means a lot.
Yeah. So yeah.
And also another interesting fact: 70 million games have been played from the 13th in a week. From the 13th of September to the 20th, 70 million games were played on Halo Reach. And 2 million files were uploaded. So, you know, that's a lot of games.
It's like somebody's...
Aaron?
Yes?
Sorry, I think you just went there for a second.
Maybe not. Maybe
Please continue.
I did.
Please continue.
I didn't say anything.
I thought you were talking about something. Okay, I'll continue. That was an awkward moment. And also, I was talking to Aaron about this earlier. Another interesting fact, that in terms of playing time, like over every online game created by man, gamers have spent more than 5,901 years, yes, over nearly 6,000 years on online games.
Oh my god.
That's just to show you where the world's going. In a horribly backwards direction.
Soon we'll be all living in our little pods, controlling our robots, going to work.
And, well, that was probably the biggest piece of news. Also, for PC owners, Medal of Honor, the PC beta is now, it's an open beta now, so anyone can join. And it's basically the same, closed beta, except more people, basically.
Yeah, so, Stuart, you're going to have to keep going on the news, because...
Okay, nothing there to talk about, no?
Okay. Nature's calling.
Let's keep going. Let's see what else we got. Little Big Planet 2 is delayed till January 18th. So, anyone who, was looking forward to that, will have to wait. So, yeah. And, Aaron, you'd be interested in this. Some Super Street Fighter 4 news. It's going to be getting a load of new costumes next month. So that's going to be pretty cool.
Would that be the console version or the iPhone version?
For 360 and PS3.
Yeah!
It says all 35 characters in the game will receive another alternative outfit. So, okay, don't get too excited. Also, wait, what's this? More Pokemon. Great, I don't even want to go into that. Also, Wii remotes are apparently going to get a built-in Motion Plus. So...
Like, as in, it will be built into the controller instead of buying an add-on.
Exactly, yes. So,
That's pretty good.
It's only a rumor, but, you know... These things usually happen. And also, do you know Ico?
Yes.
And Last Guardian.
Yes.
Apparently films of those are being considered. So, imagine if they brought Shadow of the Colossus into a box office.
Oh my god, that would be actually pretty good.
That would be awesome. What else can we talk about here?
Microsoft had launched a Kinect competition.
Oh, yes, yes.
I'm just going to talk a bit about that.
Yeah, go ahead.
The Kinect comes to you champion... the Kinect comes to you competition, rather, will be rolling out at the end of September, in which members of the general public will be invited to submit their reasons as to why Kinect should be should come to visit their local town as part of, you know, to demo it. So consumers need to submit their entries via the official Facebook site by the 6th of October 2010 to encourage friends, family and community members to get involved too by voting for their entry. Three most compelling and creative entries will be chosen by the Kinect Comes to You judging panel, and this will see Kinect brought to their local communities to test. So yeah.
And can this be in any town in the world, or is it just Europe?
It's in Europe at the minute. It's in Ireland. It's coming to Ireland to be here from it's be here up to the 26th of September, which is today, I think. So
yeah, it is. Yeah.
It'll be over in Liverpool. It's from September 25th, Manchester September 26th, Bristol from October 16th, Cardiff from October 17th, Edinburgh from October 30th, Glasgow from Newcastle from November 13th. And Leeds from November 14th.
Isn't it coming out like the 14th of November?
It's actually coming out on November the 10th, and but this will still give people a chance to.
Yeah, I suppose haven't decided to buy it yet.
Yeah. But again, that's only two days, really.
So. And also, more news is probably everyone who's interested in Kinect has heard of Project Milo.
Oh.
You know, the thing by Lionhead Studios, which was first said not just to demo it, and it wasn't going to be a real game, and then some people within Lionhead and Microsoft said it would be a
Peter
real
Molyneux,
game.
Peter Molyneux.
And now, apparently, it's going to be cancelled again.
Once again, it has receded back into the demo phase, and they wish to pursue it.
So, basically, whoever's looking forward to it, including me, I'd like to see what happens
to
it. We're going to be waiting for a long, long time.
You could do things with him. So, I know, that sounds not nice, but you could do things with him.
Yes, and also...
I mean that in the most positive way.
Well, positive can mean different things for different people.
Stop, Stuart. You're not making this any easier. Okay?
When you're in a hole, stop digging. Here's your fancy... philosophical advice for the week. Don't expect any more.
I'm just gonna shut my mouth.
Also, Americans, I think we have a few American listeners anyway. Blockbuster has gone bust. But of course, who couldn't see this coming? It's the recession. Things like this happen.
Yeah. Yes. Anyway, Neverfactor, game specialist Neverfactor, has. A bit of advice on their new PSP2 system, that they should put a 3D screen into it to combat Nintendo's Nintendo 3DS. So, I don't know if they're actually taking that on board yet, but the PSP2 was in the rumor phase up until last week when the Mortal Kombat developer confirmed he had a PSP2 system given to them, given by Sony, decide whether you wanted to put the game on the PSP system or not, the PSP2 system or not. And now that news has leaked out, game specialists are advising Sony to do so much with it, like this now. Neverfactor saying they should put a 3D screen on it to contend up. So, yeah.
Huh.
God only knows what they have on it already.
Yeah, so, is that all the news, Aaron?
No. Little Big Planet 2 has missed a 2010 Christmas release.
Yes, I mentioned that.
happening. Have you? I must have been gone. As I told you, I did go to the bathroom, so too much information, but there you go.
So is that...
Have you talked about the Assassin's Creed Brotherhood beta for PlayStation Plus?
Oh no, I thought I'd leave that to you, sorry.
Yeah. PS3 users, the beta for Assassin's Creed Brotherhood was made exclusive on PS3 when it was revealed at E3, and it has now been said that it will only be released on PlayStation Plus. So anybody with a PS3 who wants this will have to fork for €50 for the PS3 Plus yearly subscription, unfortunately. So yeah.
Oh well.
It has its benefits though.
Right, is that it?
Free games every.
Okay, so I think that's our first segment, or our second segment over and done with. So we're going to have another break and go into retail releases, yes. And then we have a special segment.
No, this is the different. This is the way it's going to work out. We're going to do Kinect next, then after that, retail releases, then after that, Project E-Pad recommends a new segment.
Yes, it's basically just going to be us recommending stuff that you should buy.
That has been released this week.
Yes.
It'll be more focused around DLC and stuff because...
We don't want to be responsible for you dishing out £40 or $60 or whatever and coming back to us saying, hey, those guys said it'd be good, let's go get them. You know, we don't want that. So we'd rather you spend less money and try kill us then.
On DLC-orientated software, so there we go.
So, yeah, we'll see you after the break.
So, yeah.
And, yeah. Okay. Bye-bye. And we're back. So, sorry about my mistake earlier. I didn't really remember about this segment, but Aaron
wasn't involved.
I wasn't really involved, so that's why I forgot. I don't remember things that I had nothing to do with. So I'll just stop talking and let Aaron talk for like 20
minutes. Yes, Stuart, you didn't buy that lottery ticket, I did.
Right, so go ahead, Aaron, explain what this segment's about, and it's probably the only one that we're going to have till when Kinect actually comes out. So,
unless we all get more demo time, which that probably won't happen, but we will have a PlayStation Move next week, so that.
Well, we should. If everything goes to plan, we'll have another PlayStation Move, and we might have another interview. You'll be able to check the first one up on our YouTube page.
Later.
And on the website later, yeah. By the time you're listening to this, it will probably be up.
Probably. Stuart, don't put this out yet.
Well, today is the 26th, but this is probably for the 27th.
Yeah.
Anyway. iTunes don't usually approve them till like, the next day. And it's a Sunday, so they're not probably working. So, yeah. Okay, I'll shut up. Go ahead, Aaron.
Shut up. Okay, so basically, Friday was the 24th of September. Myself and Robert ventured out to demo the Kinect system. This was kind of exciting because it was our first interview type slash event kind of thing, so... we were all getting really hyped up over it and blah da 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 blah blah blah, you know. We got 15 minutes of demo time with the Kinect system. First impressions, there is a lot of movement involved in it, as anybody could imagine, but we're talking like jumping all over the place type stuff. Yeah, we got to demo Kinect Adventures, and it was the same...
Sorry, Aaron, sorry to interrupt you, but is it very receptive?
Like, I'll get to that later.
Okay, sorry.
I'm just trying to go from where I went.
Okay.
Kinect Adventures, anyway. This was where... this is the same level that was demoed. Where, basically, it was two people controlling a skinny raft that... went through a big rainforest type setting, smashing and crashing into trees and trying to collect coins and whatnot. And Now, as Stuart mentioned there a second ago, the receptors, there's three cameras the street cameras on the Kinect system, two of them are trackers, and one of them is what projects is what projects 20 points onto your body that the other cameras track. So it's a virtual skeleton that the two cameras track, and these two cameras can track up to four people at once, and the other camera that projects the dots, the RGB camera, that just projects onto anybody that it senses.
That sounds dirty.
You know what I mean.
If you say quick enough, it sounds pretty nasty.
It projects 20 dots onto each person, and then the other two cameras.
Wait, so it's a bit like Predator?
It is, in a sense, yeah, you could say that. It actually has a motor at the base that can rotate 180 degrees. So if you're wondering whether if you move away from it too much, it won't track you anymore, it will.
For people who are Luddites out there, you can't hide from it.
You can't hide.
It will follow you till the end of your days. It will know where you sleep, where you eat, and where your dog lives. Wait, what?
Unless you hide behind it.
Anyway. Then it can't get you.
So, yeah. Anyway, yeah. Now, it was very clear that multiplayer is quite a big thing with this system, because when me and Robert were playing, it was quite clear that you needed two people to do this. You couldn't just do it with one person. Otherwise, you'd be trying to, you know, complete the level without half of the raft working for you. You'd just be going to the left all the time. So, that's pretty much it, really. there wasn't a lot to demo, but we did get the interview off the guy afterwards. So that
Which
was pretty good.
It is something to look forward to.
It is something to look forward to.
And
give a damn.
Aaron's awesome editing skills. It is now better.
Yes, we now have the same editing degree as Sky News.
And if anyone out there actually knows how to do like stuff, could anyone tell us or even make one for us, like an animated intro? Like, you see them on nearly everything now.
Stuart, yeah. I kind of have that covered already, so.
Yes, well, we'll see. We should have a competition on that, actually.
We will have a competition. Oh, yeah, we'll
talk about that later.
Silence in there. Okay. Yeah, okay.
But anyway. No, I think we should interact with our audience.
Yes, we should. Oh, God, Stuart, don't say that.
You know what I mean.
Hey, you did it to me earlier on. It's on the rebound.
Yeah, okay. So, so that might actually...
Yeah.
Go well.
Awkward silence.
So, overall, did you think the Kinect would be worth €150? Or how much dollars
well,
is that like?
It's €129.99 in euros. And the game comes bundled with Kinect Adventures. And Kinect Adventures is just like a game like Wii Sports. It just a load of different games compiled.
But one thing about it is that are the Kinect games going to cost the same much, would you say, as a normal game? Or are they going to be slightly cheaper or what?
No, they're the same price. Because some games can be used with Kinect.
Okay, here's one question a lot of people would be asking. Is there achievements?
Yes, there are achievements. And there is a lot of connectivity involved as well. I mean, you can, apart from the games, the Kinect system has a voice control system, which you can use to talk to your friends on MSN. And it's also used as a voice control for the Xbox Live dashboard. And when you're watching a movie, say, like, if you're sitting at home watching a movie, somebody rings the doorbell, you just have to say, pause, and the movie will actually pause for you. And it's actually pretty good. And the voice control system on the dashboard as well. Say you wanted to go on to games on demand, you just say Xbox Marketplace games on demand in that sequence, and it will bring you to that section of the Xbox Live dashboard. So yeah, it's pretty cool. And the cameras on it can be used for video chat with MSN, and it's HD video chat as well. So
you and your HD.
I love HD. HD hug.
Yeah.
Anyway,
so,
yeah.
Yeah, so that's basically our
Kinect. That's Kinect in a nutshell.
But you could also watch the interview, which will expand.
Well, no, the interview will open up your mind a little bit. Considering the guy is English as well, his accent, his accent is like, oh, you know, like, well, it's not really English. It's more Cockney Welsh. I don't know.
Well, anyway, so I think we'll go on to our next segment, won't we?
We will. And
that's retail releases. So we'll be
my
after,
job.
We'll be back after the break. Yeah. Okay. Whatever.
Avatar. Well, back with retail releases here. And, it has been a rocky road to because we're getting up to the biggest part of the year regarding game releases, the Christmas period, and otherwise known as the Q3, Q4 movement. The end of Q3 and start of Q4 up to the end of Q4.
And this is when everything starts coming out.
This is when everything gets tuned upside down.
Like, really, if you look at the list of games coming out for the next couple of months, oh my god.
Yeah.
Put it this way, guys, you'd want to be saving for about forever.
Yep. So, Final Fantasy 14 Online.
Yes. How about
Final Fantasy 8? Final Fantasy 13 made its way onto the scene not too long ago. And this is Final Fantasy 14 Online for the PC now. This is just for the PC, not on console.
I think it came out on PS3 as well.
Yeah, but this is just on console at the moment.
Oh, okay.
I mean, just on PC at the moment. It's on. As this title suggests, it's a massively multiplayer online RPG. And it's just like any normal Final Fantasy. You complete quests, gain XP, have you, you whatever you will and whatnot, and basically sword slashing action from Square Enix. Only you get to do it with your friends. So yes.
And random people across the internet.
It's kind of like Warcraft Final Fantasy Edition. Anyway, Dead Rising 2 is out.
Yay!
Stuart, do you want to say anything about that?
I like killing zombies.
Stuart likes killing zombies. Dead Rising 2, it features the same zombie smashing fun as its first.
The blood curdling, zombie smashing, gut breaking zombie action. I don't know. Never mind. Just ignore what I just said there because I have no idea what I'll say.
Anyway, Chuck Green. You're the character Chuck Green and you go around chopping off zombies' heads with various made-up weapons, such as the chainsaw pole, which is just basically a pole with two chainsaws trapped to each end, and a lot of stuff, which sounds fun, I guess, to say the least.
I like the scissors. The scissors are fun.
Stuart loves them. Don't ruin the scissors.
Okay, now we've given you I can't say the word. Philosophical and medical and sensible advice. So please don't ask anything more from us.
Yeah.
Apart from maybe winning a prize. Oh, spoiler!
I would kick your ass. Pro Evo 2011. Just basically another Pro Evo game. Only it has Master League. It adds Master League play to the series and a host of all other graphic improvements. So, yeah. Dragon Ball Z, Raging Blast 2, on the PS3. That is basically a sequel to last year's Battle Versus series, featuring all the Dragon Ball characters. The History Channel, Great Battles Medieval, on Xbox 360 and PS3.
History Channel games are actually pretty good.
They are. People don't give them the credit they deserve. So, yeah.
I like some of them. I used to have one of them from a PSP.
Yeah. I have to. My Sims, Sky Heroes, on PS3, DS, and Wii. No way. So, that is just basically, you take to the skies, they would lead a resistance against the enemy, Morcubus, and his drone army to stop his plans to take over the sky. Wii. So, yeah.
They're milking that franchise.
Yeah, they always milk
the
Sims.
The first My Sims was cool. I liked it for the Wii. It was pretty fun.
Anyway, Tom Clancy's Hawks 2 for the PC. It's already out in the Xbox and the PS3. Just the PC version. Took a while to get out. Always does for PC version. NCAA Football 2011 for the PS3. Ruler of Nations for the PC. Sam and Max Season 2.
Yay!
For both consoles, this is a DLC release. Alice in Wonderland for the PC. So, yeah, that's retail releases.
But, is that all retail releases, Aaron?
Oh, I did say that's all retail releases, so.
Sorry,
yes.
I wasn't paying attention. Right, so, I think we'll go. I think we'll just do our next segment straight away. I don't think we need a break for it.
Yeah, considering that was notoriously short.
Yes.
So,
why don't we go into the next segment, Aaron? This is your expertise. You were the one who created this segment, so go ahead.
Yes, it's a new segment. Project D-Pad recommends. We'll get our own music for later. this segment is just basically a new segment that we conjured up. It's kind of a hole filler in a sense, but it's where we kind of recommend to you what games to buy during this week. DLC game. Actually, it's not. It's from the previous week that we played.
Yeah, exactly.
And,
yeah.
That we
and one really good thing. Whenever we recommend these things, always try before you buy.
Yeah,
unless it's DLC, well then you can't. But if it's like, I don't know, Battlefield 1943 or something like that, always try before you buy. Believe me, I've learned that the hard way.
Right. So without further ado, we'll get to it then. Excuse me, my throat is very, very, very. Pause. Stuart, can you pause this? I'm serious. Can you actually edit this?
I'll keep going. Anyway, Aaron does whatever.
My throat is.
Another thing you might want to know, you might have noticed on the dashboard. I know it's a little late, but you can still probably catch it, because they usually don't bring out the next deal of the week till Tuesday, or so what. Left 4 Dead 2, The Passing is. I think it has like. I don't know, I don't think it's half price, but it's close to it. And it is so worth it. I bought it. It's not that long, but you have to remember, just in one playthrough, I got 40 achievement points. For 320 Microsoft points, not bad. You also get to see all the Left 4 Dead 1 characters. Not all of them are in their glory days, but I won't ruin anything for anyone who hasn't played it. And it's just a load more zombie-killing fun. It's great. So, it's worth a check. It's worth checking out if you have 320 Microsoft points to spare. It's pretty good worth. It's worth your while. So Aaron, are you okay there? I think Aaron's dying.
Yeah, my throat is burning up.
Do you want to keep going or are you okay? He's taking a drink.
Okay, that's way better.
The wild Aaron is back to his
life. Oh God. Okay, now my computer is going all. I think I've infected my computer with that. Stuart?
Yes.
Okay, give me a second.
Yeah, okay, I'll just blah 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 blah. Blah blah blah. Blah 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 blah. Yeah, sorry about this, guys. We didn't exactly prepare very well.
It's not that we didn't prepare very well, it's just that
I didn't.
I'm on fire now.
Aaron's dying, so.
Okay. Okay, I'm back to normal.
Do you want to skip this segment, Aaron, for this week?
No, I'm okay.
I'm sorry about that fail, guys. Aaron will continue now.
Alright. Oh, God. This is terrible.
This is more embarrassing for you than it is for me, Aaron.
I understand that. Okay.
Nerves.
Okay, we'll go PlayStation first, okay? There's a wide variety of games on the PlayStation Network this week, and I'm not gonna focus on games that are across.
We're not gonna mention all of them. We're just gonna go to ones that we think people would enjoy and that we thoroughly enjoyed. And yeah, are well priced and are worth the money. That's basically what we're doing here.
Now, as you know, some DLC gets so if we mention it on one console, it's for all consoles. Yep.
You might want to repeat there. I don't think it came through very well.
Well, if it didn't come through, as you know, there are pieces of DLC that gets released on all consoles. And if we mention it on one console, we mean it on all consoles.
We do?
But
what if it's only on PS3?
No, I mean, if it is on all consoles.
We'll tell you.
We will tell you. Okay, and the reason I'm saying that is because the first one that we're going to mention is on all is across the Xbox 360 and PS3. Deathspank. Thongs of Virtue. yes. It is.
I know, I saw it.
This game is basically, it's like an expansion on the first Deathspank, except it's more pirate orientated, and it's just basically more fun, I think. It's priced at 1,200 Microsoft points, or €10, and if you haven't paid for the first Deathspank, I recommend you get it, because Deathspank's awesome. Also on Xbox 360 and PS3, Red Dead Redemption, the Liars and Cheats Pack, that was released at 800 Microsoft
and
points.
And why would you highly recommend that?
Because if you've got Red Dead Redemption and were like me, Stuart just traded it in. I don't know why.
Hey,
there you go. It's a very good piece of DLC. It's like the Legends and Killers pack. It adds more multiplayer characters, more multiplayer game types as well. Play Liars to Dice and other card games that you can play in the campaign in multiplayer. So, that's priced at €10 or 800 Microsoft points on Xbox. So, yep. On Rock Band, there's a list of songs on Rock Band, but to recommend Three Little Birds by Bob Marley. That's it's a pretty good song. And Buffalo Soldier by Bob Marley. No Woman, No Cry by Bob Marley. Actually, you're probably better off buying the whole Legend album by Bob Marley, considering Bob Marley songs are awesome. So, yeah. Yeah, Stuart's dog needs a drink, so he won't be talking for the next minute. On its own, there's new Super Street Fighter 4 avatars, which are, if you want to show off that you're a Street Fighter fan, then this is really the avatar icon for you. They're priced at 20 cents each. So, yeah, if you want to fork over that, you get a pretty good icon, but you'd still be stuck with 20 cents less. So, yeah. That's basically on PS3 anyway. That's pretty much it. On Xbox 360, on Xbox Live Marketplace, if you haven't got it, Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare has made its way onto Games On Demand. Also, Call of Duty World at War has made its way onto... they're two must-have games if you haven't already paid for them in-store. Now, Call of Duty 4 is cheaper than Call of Duty World at War. So, if you want to buy Call of Duty 4 Modern Warfare off of it, I'd recommend that. But not World at War 2 with this extent, because you could probably buy it in-shop for a cheaper price. So, yeah. Now, exclusively on the Xbox, they have Blade Kitten, which is a self-explanatory game. It's you basically play a cat, and you go around with a sword, which I think is awesome. So,
and would you recommend this? That to you.
Yes, 1,200 Microsoft points, but, I mean, you get to play a cat go around slicing things up. Who doesn't want
and
to do that?
People, just in case it sounds like he's just telling you a load of stuff that's coming out, he's not. He's basically just telling you everything that we think would be worth looking, checking out.
Yeah, it's just what we're recommending to you. A Serious Sam HD, The Second Encounter, that was released this week.
I like the first one.
So, the first one was, basically Serious Sam blowing things up, stuff like that. This is just basically a continuation of that, the second one. It's a bit dear at 1,200 Microsoft points, but, if you haven't played the first one, again, like Deathbank, Songs of Virtue, this, I'd recommend you buy it.
Yeah, because it is good.
It is good.
And I think it has multiplayer.
I haven't actually checked that. But, yeah.
I think it does.
Again, just the same. The Red Dead Redemption is on Xbox, and the Rock Band album from Bob Marley is on it. That's pretty much it for the Xbox. On the Wii, there's never much on the Wii, to be honest. But
never anything much we like, anyway.
Everything much we like, considering we don't play the Wii as much as we would.
I play it very rarely, and usually I'm playing Smash Brothers Brawl. That's about it.
Well, Call of Duty is pretty good on the Wii, but regardless of that. On WiiWare, there's a game called Mystic Quest Legend.
Would you
now this? Before you say anything, it's a port of an original game from the Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and it's an RPG-like game called, and it follows the same type as Zelda, the same type of gameplay as Zelda. So, if anybody has interest in that, then
would you recommend it?
Yes, I would recommend it to anybody who owned previously a Super Nintendo Entertainment System, and it costs 800 Wii points. So, yeah. That's basically it.
Okay, so I think we'll be going on to our next segment, aren't we?
Next segment
is our outro, and we do have some interesting stuff for you.
Yes, the outro's never really exciting, but...
And roll the outro.
Roll the outro.
And on to the outro. Hey. Finally.
Yeah.
Go home.
Right. Now, before we just say goodbye.
Now, will I tell them? Will I?
Okay. First of all.
I may have hinted earlier.
There's a couple of things. Stuart has hinted at this.
Will I say it now? Or do you wanna?
Stuart, you can reveal.
Okay, well. It is my pleasure to announce we actually have a competition. Yay. And we do have prizes, so it's not like a pointless one.
Now, the prizes consist of three components.
Three?
As you know, me and Robert went to the Kinect event. From that, we picked up a lanyard.
This is only if you live in Ireland, okay? Because we can't post these things around.
We can't post over the world. Can we? No.
Okay, well, it depends.
If you enter, we will consider it heavily.
Yes.
It's a Kinect lanyard. A lanyard is basically a neck strap with a keychain on the end of it. And
where you
it's
can handily keep all your keys and never lose them. Unless you lose your head, then well.
then you're basically screwed. But
yeah, nothing can be carried out of anymore.
Anyway, it's granted with go and the Xbox 360 emblem all over the actual strap.
Yeah, so it looks pretty cool.
That will be one of those will be included.
And I'll tell the other two, will I?
Since you've procured them, yes.
Yes. Also, beta key for what's that game called again?
World of Tanks.
Yeah, World of Tanks. It's basically just like a tank battle game. And it's meant to be pretty good. Aaron's played it, I think.
I have played it. I has played it, and it is really good. I actually thought it was Call of Duty 5 when I seen it first with improved graphics, but you actually see yourself going inside the tank. Blowing up stuff up, looking down the sights of a tank, and shooting up shit.
So it's pretty cool.
So you get a beta key for that.
And also, for people who haven't bought the limited or legendary edition of Halo, like I know people are out there because it's not cheap, and during a recession, even people who buy games, people have less money. So we have.
It's not actually if you bought the limited or the legendary. This is actually. If you haven't pre-ordered it.
No, that's the recon. This is if you buy limited edition. Or pre-ordered it, yes, I suppose. It's body armor. It's bonus content. Exclusive bonus content.
It's the exclusive, it's the thing with the grenade belt.
There's two, but this one, instead, the normal grenade belt just has a grenade belt and a cover. This has a grenade belt and two more grenades on top of it. So, and it looks pretty cool. I have it on my guy, and it looks
you can't
cool.
Actually get this unless you pre-order it. Just
or that it, legendary.
I can actually confirm you have to pre-order it to get this.
Okay, so if you didn't pre-order it, because there are people
you did pre-order it, but
who haven't, it's your chance to get it.
An exclusive armor set.
Yeah. So if you're interested, the competition.
So, if you're interested in this competition, no, the competition. I'll just remind everybody consists of that code. The beta code to World of Tanks, and the Microsoft Kinect lanyard.
Yes. So.
And if you want to get your hands on these beautiful prizes, you have to answer one question.
And that question is, what does ONI mean in Halo, in the Halo universe? What does ONI?
In the Halo universe, what does ONI stand for?
Yes. And you could send your answer, your name, your gamer tag, and if you want the lanyard, is it lanyard or lanyard?
It is a lanyard.
Your address. I know you might trust us, but don't worry. We're trustworthy.
No, don't. This is the way it's going to work. You send us your name and your email address.
And your gamer tag if you want it to be read.
And your gamer tag, your Xbox gamer tag, or your PlayStation Network ID, whatever you want. To projectdpad@hotmail.com.
And we'll select the right answer. And if there's more than one right answer, we'll just
don't
put
forget, you have to include your answer with that.
Yeah, you have to include your answer. And if we have more than one right answer, we'll just throw them into a hat or whatever and get a random
selection. Yes, random selection. So that's a bit of exciting news for you there, I think.
So, yeah. We'll announce, I think, should we give them till next week? It depends on how many people we have. We'll give you till next week, we'll say. And then we'll pick the winner.
Yes.
So, if you're interested...
Two runners up to this competition will receive a lanyard as well.
If they live within Ireland or close enough that it doesn't cost too much to post.
It should.
It
is getting us more advertisements. It does.
So, yes. If you're interested, send your answer to Project...
Email address, answer,
we'll have
name.
The question in the description and the email address and everything. So, yes. And you must be over the age of 13.
Yes, you must be over 13.
So if you're under 13, sorry, you have Kieran. To get parents' permission.
Sorry, Kieran.
He's one of our listeners. So if you're under 13, under 13, you need parents' permission. That's law. Because I think it is. I'm making up stuff as I go along here.
It's the law project. Anyway.
If you're interested, we don't care really what age you are. If you're interested, just email us with the
people.
Right answer. If you want the lanyard, your everything. You just know, you know, the random stuff.
The lanyard, the beta code, and the armor code.
And only your first name. We're not some sort of weird people. We just want your first name. So if you want it red, or if you just want your gamer tag PSN ID, that's fine as well. Whichever. But yeah, really what we want is the answer. So what does ONI stand for in Halo Reach, or in Halo?
Yes. Okay. We'll be back next week, and with luck, if we do get to this move thing, we might have another competition related to PlayStation. If you do want to enter a competition, but you don't like Xbox, so yeah.
So
basically.
Yes, my puppy agrees. No, she's actually right here beside me.
Yeah. Anyway.
So basically. Yeah, that's pretty much. So, what do you think you'll be doing over the next week, apart from going to the PS3 move thing?
Videoing.
Oh yeah. That we can't tell people about that. That's
so. Anyway, yeah. I'll be getting Reach back off Robert tomorrow anyway. So.
So you're playing Yeah, he was too lazy to buy it. Not that again, not the dolphin or whatever. It was the whale.
It's actually a whale. It's the whale. Random sound effects.
So, yeah, thanks anyway. For listening. We really enjoy doing this, so we hope you do too.
And enjoy the interview as well.
And also, competition. Yeah.
And competition. Don't forget.
Don't forget, Balance. If you want to win a prize, what does ONI stand for in Halo?
projectdpad@hotmail.com.
Your one-stop shop. I don't know.
Your one-stop shop for video game news. Anyway. Yeah, so if you want to contact us as well, you can still contact us on projectdpad@hotmail.com for any other stuff that you want to talk to us about. You can contact us on Twitter @projectdpad and @a1j2p3.
And Facebook. We're on Facebook, aren't we?
And Facebook. We have on Facebook.
Yeah.
PSN ID Project D-Pad, Xbox Live Gamer Tag Project D-Pad.
Yeah.
And Project D-Pad .podomatic.com, Project D-Pad .webs.com. More importantly,
you can also guess on our gamer tags.
Our gamer tags, Stuart is Stealth Stickman, all one word. I'm Rhythm Raider. There's a space between the rhythm and the raider. Warfox.
Can you tell people how to spell rhythm? Because I keep forgetting.
Or RHYTHM. It's not that hard.
Well, I got it wrong, and I haven't changed it in our description yet.
Yeah, if anybody has been trying to contact me, you have been doing it to a false email or a false gamer tag. So anyway, okay. And Robert.
Also, if we have any video game owners or stuff like producers out there, we like to test stuff. So.
Yeah, and that's projectdpad@hotmail.com, just to emphasize the point.
So, thanks for listening. I think that's our show for this week. Wrapped up.
Yes, it is. So, we should be back next week with Robert.
Yeah, so, thanks for listening. And the whale says bye, and so does my puppy. So,
bye-bye, people.
See ya.